Thank you, Stacy. Let me start off by saying, first of all, you know, thank all you ladies and gentlemen for coming, and it's going to be a pleasure to visit with you. I think the second thing is, you know, if you look at professional sport franchises over the last 10 or 12 years and you say, you know, name the top five, the New England Patriots are going to be in there someplace. If you look at ownership of organizations and franchises and you say, okay, name the top five owners, Mr. Kraft and his family are going to be in there someplace. And if you look at the top coaches in any sport, Bill Belichick's name will be someplace near the top. And I just want to say it's a real honor and privilege for me to be a part of it. Question?
Mr. Reese, can you start off by letting us know, kind of giving us an idea of the timeline, how this started to come about?
You know, it actually started, I guess, maybe a week or 10 days ago. And Bill called. I was in Connecticut, Bristol, and was on my way home, and Bill, you know, wanted to see if we could get together and maybe visit. Spent some time with Bill, and it escalated from there, and finally, you know, agreed to a contract and terms yesterday.
Floyd, you know, advisors come in different forms. Is this the type of role where you'll relocate and work in the office up in New England every day?
Yes. I'll be moving to England. I'm going to head up there Thursday morning. And, of course, this time of the year is very busy. And my family will relocate as soon as we can, you know, sell and buy, which is not an easy ordeal at this time. But we'll figure something out, and we will be moving to Foxborough and living in the area.
In terms of the contract itself, you mentioned you came to terms yesterday. Is this a long-term arrangement? Is it a one-year arrangement?
You know, I would rather not talk about the contracts. But I will say this. I mean, our plan is to be there for more than 1 year, yes.
Floyd, how would you define your role as a special advisor? What do you see it as involving?
You know, again, I think this is a very unique situation in a couple of dimensions. I mean, I think, first of all, I have literally done, you know, just about everything there is to do in the NFL. You know, I started as a strength coach and coached for, you know, whatever it was, 15, 16 years, got into management. You know, I have handled drafts, I've handled personnel, I've handled college, pros, you know, equipment, video. I've done all those things. I think the important thing here and the thing to keep in mind is, different from a lot of situations, this organization doesn't need a lot of fixing. They are in pretty good shape. So I think my objective is to come in and do whatever I can do to help Mr. Kraft and Bill, you know, win another world championship.
How would you characterize your relationship with Bill? I know it goes back a long way.
It does go back a long way. You know, over the years, I would say that we remained in touch, you know, calls, particularly during the season. Maybe, you know, at trade time you would talk, and maybe draft time you would talk. And of course, if you played each other, you would talk. You know, we weren't, you know, we didn't get on the phone every, you know, once a week and chat, but have always been, you know, I think close from the standpoint that, you know, I have tremendous respect for Bill and what he's done, and what the New England Patriots and Mr. Kraft. I mean, it's just incredible the streak they have going. So, you know, I think from that standpoint, you always, when you're around Bill, you're always lucky enough to maybe get a little nugget of information that might help you do something better.
Floyd, you've made no secret of the fact that you wanted to get back into an NFL front office. How does it feel to finally have a position and to be back in the league in this type of capacity?
Well, of course, it's, you know, as thrilling as it can get, because, like I said before, the opportunities most of the time are in areas or with teams that are broken, unable to win, don't have quarterbacks, don't have backing, maybe have issues with stadiums or facilities, you know, fan support, whatever it may be. And this opportunity is so at the opposite end of the spectrum from all that, you know, I mean, this is indeed a thrill, because, like I said, it's, you know, none of those things are broken. They're all in very good shape, and it's going to be, you know, my role to come in and help however I can.
Do you see yourself and Nick essentially sharing the duties that Scott handled by himself before he left?
You know, again, I think that will depend on how Bill and Mr. Kraft want to run it. You know, as I said before, I mean, one of the advantages to me, I guess, would be that, you know, I've done it all, and I've done it all in different roles. I've been a scout. I've been an assistant GM. I've run, you know, 13 drafts, you know, and whatever role they want me to take, I can take.
Do you have any kind of relationship with Nick Caserio prior to this, or are you guys kind of starting off on the ground floor here?
Yeah, we're kind of starting off on the ground floor. I mean, I know him through reputation, and I know he's, you know, been very good at what he does. And so, I mean, I think we'll, you know, get together and decide, you know, however it's going to work. And like I said, you know, I've done this for a long time, and I've been there and done just about everything there is to do. So, you know, my goal is to come in and just help where needed.
Part of your interview process, had you had a chance to meet with Nick at over the last 7 to 10 days?
No, I haven't. I haven't had a chance to talk to him. I visited with Mr. Kraft and his son, and then, of course, with Bill. And we got the thing done. But I'm sure, you know, when I get in there on Thursday, you know, Thursday or Friday or whenever, we'll sit down and spend time, and I'm sure we'll spend a lot of time together.
And so, you know, the writing of contracts, how deep does your background go with that? I know you've done it extensively in the past. When did you start? And sort of, if you could just touch on that aspect of, you know, that'll be one thing you'll be doing as a senior advisor.
Yeah, I mean, I've done contracts, you know, with the Titan Oilers franchise for, you know, probably, I don't know, 16, 17 years. You know, as general manager, I did every contract that came up, from free agent to, you know, the number one draft choices, to unrestricted free agents, to whatever it may be. So that's, you know, that's, again, an area that I'm at least very experienced in.
How much did you miss actually being in a front office the last few years?
You know, it's interesting because working for ESPN, the ESPN people were very good to me. You know, there are some just wonderful people there, and I had a great time working there. And then when you would always get away with another former player or somebody else involved with the NFL, you'd say, geez, these people are really nice and they treat you great. And then, you know, you would always finish with the line, but it's not the NFL. And so, you know, I've spent my entire adult life in the NFL. I started coaching the NFL at 24. I mean, I have done everything. This is my life. And if there is anything that I do know, it's the NFL. So, you know, it's the ability to get back in this position is a thrill.
In terms of players on the Patriots roster, Floyd, anyone there that when you were with the Titans that you had particular background with or you were quite high on maybe in the draft, that as you were going through the roster in this process that the name maybe stood out to you on the page?
Well, of course, they've got several. I think one of the interesting things was that, you know, Bill and I would talk usually after each draft, just, you know, kind of discuss how things went, congratulate each other on the draft, which is not uncommon. And it was always unique in that, you know, our draft boards, you can tell when somebody else is drafting what their board looks like, and, you know what your board looks like. And we were always very, very close. You know, the players that are on the Patriots team, you know, were players, a lot of the players were maybe people we were going to draft, you know, a couple of slots before, a couple of slots after, but generally very close. So, you know, I think you look at that franchise and what they're doing, you know, both from a personnel and a coaching standpoint. I mean, it's, you know, it's a marriage made in heaven. You know, tremendous talent. And
Floyd,
of course,
you said you've been through pretty much everything over the years, but Patriots here in a unique situation with Matt Castle, backup quarterback turned now potential franchise quarterback. What are your thoughts on that situation? I know you haven't really hit the ground running yet, but what are your thoughts on Matt Cassel and how that might unfold?
Yeah, it'll be interesting, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of discussion on it. I mean, it's no secret, and I've always been one of those that said, you know, if you think you have two quarterbacks, you probably don't have one. And I think this is a situation that having two quarterbacks may very well be true. But, you know, that will be something that we'll have to sit down and work out, and, you know, there'll be a lot of discussion, I'm sure, back and forth.
Any memories from 1976 and 77 when you guys were on the Lions staff together?
You know, it was always interesting because, of course, we were so much younger than everybody else. We were kind of forced together, and then he ended up buying a house that was very close to where my wife and I lived, and became friends because of that, I think. You know, everybody else was much older, and we were younger, and, you know, rode to work every day and back home and all those kinds of things. So, you know, it was interesting. That staff was really a good staff. I don't know if Bill's ever told you about it, but, you know, Jerry Glanville, who was a coach, and Joe Bugel, who was a head coach, and Raymond Berry, and Bill, and myself. I mean, it was an outstanding group of coaches.
Take a final question, guys.
Okay. Boy, Dad. With ESPN, how's that going to work now? Are they going to get all your exclusives now?
I'm afraid the rules change. It's a little bit different. But like I said, I mean, they were very good to me, and there are a lot of good people there. But once you get with a club, we go back to the old rules.
There you go. Thought I'd slide that one in there at the end.
Thank you very much, Floyd. Thanks, everyone, for calling in on short notice, and we look forward to introducing you guys at a later date.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.